Now, if you will, please turn with me in your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9. We've just finished verse 8 on the program yesterday, where we were talking about the fact that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe in Him, we've trusted Him, we're going through trials and tribulations because of the faith that we have in Him. And He says, because of that, we have joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. That's verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Now that's a precious verse of Scripture. He said, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you believe in Him, even though you don't see Him, even though you don't feel Him, even though you don't have some sort of a sensational feeling, or you're able to reach out and touch Him, even though you cannot do that, you have joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. In other words, the result, which is the end, the result of your faith is salvation of your soul. The result of your faith is the salvation of your soul, not the result of how you live, not the result of whether you do or do not suffer, not the result of whether you do or do not go to church and join a church and be baptized. All of those things are important, but none of them give you the salvation of the Lord. There is one thing that gives you the salvation of the Lord. God has furnished, through His grace, a work, a finished work of Jesus Christ, the shedding of His blood on Calvary, that you might have eternal life. And the way you obtain that is by faith. Now, faith is not works. Faith is not works. There are those who would try to tell you that having to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ means that we have to do something to be saved. No. Whenever the Bible speaks of works, it's speaking of the things that you do with your hands or your lips or your body, the things that you do to try to further the kingdom of God or try to further your position in Christ or something of that nature. But your salvation comes by simply believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed His precious blood to make an atonement for your sins, and that by your choosing Him as your Savior, repenting of your sins. Now, the Bible has the word repentance in it many times. You say, well, then, preacher, that's works. No, it's not. That is not works. You cannot turn to Christ without turning from sin. And repentance means changing your mind about sin and about Christ and your relationship between you and sin and Christ. So salvation is by grace. God supplied it through faith. And by the way, God supplies that too. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that God allows us to have faith enough to believe? You are absolutely out of line when you start praying for faith to be saved. Did you hear me? You are out of line when you start praying for faith to be saved. Now, it's all right for you to pray for somebody else to have faith to be saved. But when you start saying, oh, Lord, give me faith so I can be saved, then you are denying the very gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you certainly are out of order, and you certainly would never be saved until you exercise the faith that you already have. Now, there are those that would say that God only gives some people faith to be saved, and He doesn't give other people faith to be saved. What kind of a silly, what kind of an unreasonable God are you serving? What kind of a God do you find presented in the Bible? Do you find a God that is an ogre? Do you find a God that chooses people for salvation simply because he likes their mother or their father, or he likes their lineage, or he likes their personality, or he likes their looks, or he likes what they may be able to do for him in the future? My goodness, what kind of a God are you talking about? I'm talking about a God that loves everybody. I'm talking about a God that loves whosoever will shall call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And so when you call upon the name of the Lord, now that doesn't even mean praying. It means when your heart reaches out to God for your salvation and you put your faith in his finished work, that means that you will be saved. Now he would not tell you, you listen to me, he would not tell you to be saved by faith and then not give you the faith with which to be saved. It's just plain logic. Now, it's Bible from one end to the other. But in spite of the fact that it's Bible and it's true, it makes sense. It's just logical that if God says you must be saved by faith, and then God says that everyone who comes to him will not be cast out, that anyone who wants to be saved can be saved, and then not give you faith in order to be saved, then God is a respecter of persons, and the Bible says very clearly, he is not a respecter of persons. Oh yes, we're chosen. The body of Christ is chosen to be the bride of Christ. Israel is chosen to be the wife of Jehovah. Israel was chosen to be the nation through which the Lord Jesus Christ would come. But whenever it comes to your salvation, anyone, everyone, I care not how wicked you have been. I care not how far deep into the dregs of sin you may have gone. If you will just simply exercise the faith that God has already placed in you, right now, just believe that Jesus died for you, that he rose again, that he shed his blood, that his blood makes an atonement for your sins, and you change your mind about him, and now he is the master, he is the Lord, then you will repent at the same time as you turn from your sins to Christ. You don't make any bargains with God. You don't tell God, if you do this, I'll do that. You must take him at his word. And his word said, if you would believe upon him, he would save you from your sins. If you need further help in salvation, write and ask for our book on Born Again, or just simply write and ask for help, How to Be Saved. And do write that letter today. We do need to hear from you.